What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
What do girls want anyway? Well, apparently not total losers.
We're pretty good at basketball.
Yeah, as long as we don't have to run or jump or dribble or nothing.
Isaac Rob.
Hey, you guys up for a little game?
Sure.
Well, let's make it interesting. Say $20.
How about 50?
You're on.
Jason Sukanik.
Dude, we don't have $50. We don't have 20.
This is Primetime on the Fan Sports Network.
What the hell's up with that?
We win, and they get the chips.
That sucks, dude.
105.1 and 1080.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's jobs. We gotta get jobs. Then we get the khakis. Then we get the chicks.
The Fan.
Uh-huh. All right, welcome back. Hour two of the Wednesday program with Isaac and Souk.
Hello.
Now back to our college football Wednesday waffles.
I haven't had a waffle in forever, and I kind of want one now.
You saying you were in the mood for waffle kind of has given me the hankering, right? As well. I could go for a waffle.
Yeah. I tried getting pancakes this weekend at brunch, and they didn't have them. I had to settle for a Monte Cristo.
What kind of brunch place doesn't have pancakes?
That's what I said. La Provence.
Wow.
They took the pancakes off the menu, went in for pancakes, had a Monte Cristo. Delightful.
Did they have crepes?
No.
Oh,
isn't it crepes?
Yeah, maybe. Don't they say crepe?
They might. I'm probably saying
I think it. We say crepe.
They had a croissant, which was delightful.
I'd say I like the French accent.
Yeah, especially when you do an outrageous one that's like way over the top.
Yeah.
You silly king. Little Monty Python.
Do you remember Pepe Le Pew?
I think he got canceled.
He did get canceled.
Oh, why?
His
farts were too stinky?
No.
Yeah, that was it.
That's called sexual assault.
Wait, what did Pepe... It's a cartoon!
Yeah, he was assaulting that poor cat.
Was?
Yeah.
Pepe Le Pew was?
Yeah, he was constantly rubbing on the cat, and the cat was literally shoving him away.
Frequently coming on to other creatures that did not want that action.
The French are horny.
Well,
so was Pepe. A little too much, though.
You know the menage
a trois. You can't get grabby. It's very problematic nowadays. Yeah, he got
somewhat
canceled.
Forceful, I think, as well.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All in the cartoon?
You don't remember that?
No.
Pepe Le Pew would literally be kissing the cat as the cat, like, tried to escape, and he would chase her and grab her.
Be like, that's just how men acted back then.
Yeah.
We fire the writer, not Pepe.
You know? Clean up his image and send him back out there.
Yeah, exactly.
You could write him differently.
All right.
Yeah, he got canceled.
Well, anyway. Yeah, I think it's funny. Oh, we'll keep the writer, but you got to cancel that character. Wait, you're the one writing it.
Hey, man, go back and look at some of like the Jetsons and the Flintstones. It's a little uncomfortable. You know some were off camera that George was given. George was given old Jane Jetson the back of his hand.
Who was Archie?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Bunker?
Archie Bunker, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever watch that show?
Oh, yeah. That's...
Bro.
Do you realize that Archie Bunker during those was younger than you and me?
What?
Yeah.
Like right now?
No. When that show was on, he was younger than we are right now. He was like 43 when that show, like...
You're a kid.
No.
He looked 65.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, my mind's blown.
I saw that the other day. It came across, and he was like 40-something.
When they filmed Archie Bunker.
Yes.
Archie was in his 40s?
He was in his 40s. He was younger than both of us.
I don't know. I'm going to have to dig.
Because you're 50, right?
I'm 50.
And I'll be 47. So, yes, I just saw this across my timeline.
Wow. Any hoosies, why are we talking about the French? Oh.
You were doing your outrageous French accent.
Do all I have to do is mention a food and then you guys will want to eat it?
It does. It does.
I'll start doing more of that.
Yeah.
It does tend to work that way.
Yeah.
Commercials work. I'll like see a commercial for like a crappy pizza, and then later that night I'll be driving home being like,
dude, I'll see a commercial for fast food and be like, yeah, that burger and fries looks awesome. I know it's not. I know it won't be. And I still think it looks good.
It will look nothing like it looks.
No,
on
but
the
I'm
screen.
Like, God, I kind of want Burger King now. I don't get it though.
Now to our College Football Wednesday waffles.
Now.
Haley Sawyer, do you know who she is?
Haley. Is this the AP voter?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going well for her. She had to shut down all of her accounts.
I saw she locked her Twitter account.
Yeah.
Well, she's probably getting a lot. I mean, you can imagine Neanderthals,
it's not
what
good.
They're sending her way.
Yep.
Now, she is an AP Associated Press College Football pollster.
Yes.
There are 62 of them.
Yes.
They are sports writers and broadcasters, and they're all across the nation. She is from the SoCal News Group.
Yeah, she covers USC.
And she voted in her week 3 ballot. She has Florida 14th, or 16th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
14th. If you don't know, Florida lost to South Florida at home last week. She had Florida 16th prior to this week.
Yes.
So she has moved Florida up 2 spots in her AP Top 25 poll after losing at home as big-time favorites to South Florida. As you can imagine,
didn't go over well.
Some are like,
Well, it makes you ask if you're even paying attention.
Well, and she made it worse because
she made it a lot worse.
She made a statement.
Well, I've got that.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to tell you is, and I'll play that in a second, South Florida is not in her top 25.
No.
Okay. So that's the team that beat Florida.
Yes.
So South Florida didn't make it in.
Yes.
And she moved Florida from 16 to 14.
Yes.
Clearly.
Yeah.
A mistake.
Yes.
I mean, she just wasn't.
And the correct answer should have been, I'm so sorry, I meant to write South Florida and I accidentally wrote Florida.
Even if she's lying.
Well, it's a must-lie situation.
Because you can't, are you dropping Florida all the way out of the top 25?
Look, it's just a must-lie situation. There's
say that.
Just say it.
Well, because no one can say otherwise. You're just saying, I meant to do this. Well, who can tell you no, you didn't?
Right. But here is what Haley Sawyer put out on her social media.
But as far as what my votes are and what my process is, I wake up early in the morning after covering a game late in the night before. Don't want to go too much into my progress or process or logic, but I will say I appreciate everybody's interaction on social media and all of your feedback. You know, there's tons of people that vote on the AP poll and like, it's not a perfect system, but at the end of the day, like, no matter who you pick, it does even out because there's so many people who vote. And like I said, it's really fun for discussion. It doesn't, you know, probably matter in the end, but I'm glad that people are having a really good time with
it. There you go.
Yeah, you can't.
It's a horrible look.
That is.
Well, and you sound like a rube. And I know you're trying to do the cute kind of little thing here, but that's only feeding into the misogynistic thing that you shouldn't be voting. It's just, it's not good. There's a way to handle that. I would like to be in charge of the PR when there's these sort of disasters, because there was a way she could have handled this that it wouldn't have been outrageous. And by the way, I was listening to Dirt and Sprague. We're talking about this, and there's 3 or 4 other people in this, because these things are all public. You can go on Reddit and you can look up people's votes. Mm-hmm. And there's one guy that just week to week, like, just forgets to rank teams. Like, 1 week, like, he won't have a team in, and then the next week, they'll be, like, 16. So clearly, he just forgets to write people in.
Yeah, I saw this one, too. The same account that pointed out Haley Sawyer initially and kind of blew up her spot said, we should also look at AP voter Chad Bishop, who moved Notre Dame from unranked to number 8 after a bye week and also forgot Florida State on last week's ballot, and this week dropped Ole Miss from 19 to unranked after an SEC win over Kentucky.
Yeah, so he's just forgetting to put teams in.
So it sounds like a lot of them just don't take it that seriously.
Well, and like, her point is, you know, she kind of alluded to the fact that I'm sure she's covering USC on the West Coast, right? Those games go late and you get home, you have to have your thing in by a certain time on Sunday. And she's just kind of cruising through and she doesn't really have time. And so you're trying to look through some box scores. She's at the games, at the USC games, so she's not following everything. And so she just kind of had a brain fart. She didn't realize that South Florida had beat Florida. She just didn't realize it. And so you just need to come out and say, you know, hey, this was my bad. It was a mistake on my part. But to do she sounds like the Iraq and such as, and she's doing something like this. And I don't want to go into my process.
Yeah, if I had really played matter. That for you, and I said, guess who she covers or where she's from, you would have said SoCal.
Yeah, and it's just it's not a good look.
That bit, yeah,
sounds
like the Valley Girl on like SNL.
And you should probably have your vote taken away. You can't make a bad mistake and then say it doesn't matter and I'm not going to talk about my process.
Yeah.
And
have a process.
And she may be great. I don't know. I mean, she had a brain fart. Let's not sit there and bury her.
Or she got caught not taking the job seriously.
Yeah. The response, you just, or just ignore it and just let it go away. But the fact that you chose to be like, I like the discourse. You're not doing yourself.
I appreciate your interactions. And then I locked my Twitter account. So
as far as what my votes are and what my process is, you know, I wake up early in the morning after covering a game late in the night before. Don't want to go too much into my progress or process or logic, but I will say I appreciate everybody's interaction on social media and all of your feedback.
You don't.
You know, there's tons of people that vote on the AP poll and like
62.
It's not a perfect system, but at the end of the day, like no matter who you pick, it does even out because there's so many people who vote. And like I said, it's really fun for discussion. It doesn't, you know, probably matter in the end, but I'm glad that people are having a really good time with
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's not good. It makes you wonder, like 62 sportscasters or like media types, broadcasters or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, how do they pick the 62? Like,
I think you have to be a journalist or a TV person. I know Bill Orem has a vote. I think there's two locally.
Okay.
Bill Orem's one, and I forget who the other one is. I think it's a gal.
I mean, there's a lot of people who cover. There are a lot of people who cover college football.
Yeah.
So 62, while that seems like a lot, is actually not when you think of how many schools there are and how many entities there are covering each school, right? Yeah. So why don't you get the 62 best or the 62 that will take it the most seriously? Why don't you actually put more thought into who gets your votes?
Yeah, I don't know.
She doesn't give a rip.
I don't know the whole process, what goes into it, but no offense, but if she's doing it, you know, that's...
But it feels like there would be 62 people who'd give enough of a rip that you should just give them the chance to do it.
You could probably line up a quality 62-person panel.
And while I'm not sure, to her point, I'm not sure how much this really matters, but if the selection committee is counting ranked wins, then it matters.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And it does. For perception and, like you said, ranked wins and strength of schedule and all that, it does. The little number beside you, now ultimately, is it the end-all to be-all one person? But if you're going to be one of 62 in a pool of thousands that are watching and covering college football, you can't botch it and then go on and say, I don't want to talk about my process and it was a late night, but that's the excuse.
Maybe she partied.
Well,
after the game,
she should have just simply said it was a late night. The USC game ran late and guys, I am so sorry. I just made a absolute blunder. Or not say anything at all. Because the one bro that left Notre Dame and Ole Miss, he clearly is just forgetting teams from week to week. That guy ain't saying anything. Just keep your head. Sometimes just shut up, right? It's like when there's something, when something is controversial or something's out there, you know, this is the Dave Chappelle, one of my favorite Dave Chappelle quotes, and we can't say it, but he's like, or, you know, you could shut the F up. Sometimes the best thing you can do is just shut the F up. Next time you're thinking about sending off that fire tweet about whatever sort of great controversy is going on, maybe take Dave's advice. Next time you do something that's mildly controversial and some people on internet are giving you some heat, a handful of people, do yourself a favor, shut the F up and let it blow over.
The world needs to hear my hot takes, dude.
I love all the discourse, but then 2 hours later, I shut down all my social media because the discourse was really bad. Yes, it was. And I could have told you that.
Spent all that night.
Oh, I'm looking at the voter list. Brenna Green of Coin TV has a
vote. There you go. So those
she was just in here.
Those are the two that we have. We have Bill Orem and Ms. Green or Mrs. Green. I don't know. I don't want to piss anyone off.
All right. Coming up next is Arch Hurt, 105.1 The Fan. Well, Sark has entered the chat as we continue the Wednesday Waffle.
Sark had a Dion angry press conference.
Is Sark kind of acting like a little bitch?
Yes. They're all babies. Yeah. In the end, the coaches are all babies.
Yeah.
They just are. Well, maybe not all, but most. And Sark is pissed because there was a video circulating of last week's game.
Yeah.
Texas, where Arch Manning threw a pass and winced and held his shoulder. Well, it looked like he had a shoulder.
And it's a real wonky kind of sidearm throw.
He buries it.
And people have kind of have noticed that his mechanics in these first two games are kind of dog crap, and he's short-arming a lot of balls. And so someone asked Sark about it, and it didn't go well.
Yeah, a reporter said Monday Manning appeared to be having throwing pains, and Sark cut him off.
Yeah.
According to who?
Yeah.
Arch said that to you? The reporter responded to Sark that he had not spoken to Manning. Videos circulating on social media appeared to show the quarterback grimacing in pain. Quote, I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that. Sark quipped.
Yeah.
So he took it there.
Is it really? So basically.
So that means he's hurt, right? Because why would he be this defensive?
Yeah, something's going on.
Something's up.
And if you saw the video, it looks like something's wrong.
Yes, he winced.
I love the idea that Sark is trying to make an equivalent of when you go to the bathroom versus...
Yeah, that's terrible. Those things aren't even close to the same.
You have 75,000 people in the stadium. You have millions watching on TV. And we can all see Arch go to throw a ball that looks horrible coming out of his hand. We see the arm kind of go sidearm, and then we see him noticeably grimace, and you're mad that someone asked about it? This goes back to my Dion thing. Why do coaches act like giant, like babies?
Because they want to control everything.
Well, like if I would have loved to have been the reporter and been like, okay, so Sark, if someone's limping badly, is it fair to me to ask, why is that person limping? Do I come and look at you when you're taking a crap to see if you're limping? No, but I'm not the quarterback for Texas. If I see someone limping, if I see someone holding their back, if I see someone wincing and they're not throwing the ball very well, that's a fair question. And all Sark had to say again, much like the Valley girl, all Sark had to say was, hey, guy, he got hit a play or two before and he had a little bit of like a stinger or whatever. And so, yeah, for a throw or two, his shoulder was a little, he had a little zing thing.
He was just working through something.
He's just working through something.
Whatever.
And then it was done. Problem
solved.
It's amazing
when they can't handle these situations more professionally.
Is that not, like, how hard is it to say that, you know, yeah, he got hit on the elbow, and, yeah, for a play or two, it just was a little wonky there, and then if you look, after that, he never grimaced again. Problem solved.
Part of it comes from these coaches think that, they really don't have much respect for the people asking these questions.
No.
And so they're like, they're
bullies.
They instantly start in with the, how dare you?
Yes.
How dare you tell me my business? Like, I know, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And or how dare you undercover? My God, how dare you uncover something that I want to keep under wraps? Much like what Dion was talking about. So these guys, and yes, they're bullies. It's ultimately just the bully behavior, and they're all used to getting away with it, which is why they do
well,
it.
Well, no one will push back because again, it goes back to these guys have to have access to the programs, and they know that if they do push back, that coaches will just not give them access. It's turned into a lot of state-run media, and it drives me nuts that you're allowed to get away with it.
So then Manning was asked about it. He said, no, I got to make that throw. He was open, ran a good dig route. When asked Saturday if Manning was dealing with any injuries, Sark said, I don't know, news to me.
Yeah.
Flippin' ass.
Sark is he's not the most likable coach in the world. He definitely has some of that giant red ass.
And everybody got in the face of the game operations person in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a lot of that.
Yeah. He was holding him back from going out on the field, right?
Yeah.
Don't touch me!
Specific times where TV is, you know, you're watching it any game. there's a specific time where the TV crew will tell you, now you run out onto the field. So Stark started to go. The person put their hand out and was like, hey, not yet.
Touched him on the chest.
And
you don't do that.
Freaked out.
You don't do that with Sark.
God.
Just, all right.
Just one. This goes back to my every now and then, like, we all need to get punched in the face a time or two just to kind of take us down a notch. Let's include college football coaches in that as well.
Yeah, Sark, I remember when we covered him, you know, like the Pac-12 media days and stuff.
Yeah.
He was at Washington.
Yeah.
He was actually really cool.
Yeah.
So it's there.
It's there.
But.
Yep.
What do you think you are?
I think the further up the chain you go. We'll see no further. When Chip started at Oregon, I thought Chip was great. I thought Chip was a guy's guy and was really a lot of fun. And then once he started climbing the ladder, having some success, boy, that Cobb got inserted up there real, real far. And he became a nightmare to deal with.
All right. We must get on to In the News. Many call it ITN. The Tigered Mayor has resigned. But why? Next, here's Buck.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, nice to have you along.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Misfire.
It's all right.
Ew.
It happens. A lot of buttons over here.
A lot of buttons.
A lot of people. Yeah, good to have you along. Wednesday show. It is September 10, 2025. Time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Please be seated and all rise. It is brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Hot Dog Day.
Don't eat hot dogs very often, but, you know, Kate, like, I had a Dodger dog down at the baseball game a couple weeks ago. Other than that, I got no time for hot dogs.
I've heard Dodger dogs are wildly overrated. Is that the case?
I mean,
just a hot dog, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's grilled. I mean, I guess that's better than the water ones that
sure.
are boiled. Oh, it's... They butter the bread. It's fine.
It's fine.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I'm with you.
Dodger dogs are like famous, and it's but it's really just any
other
hot
dog. Why do they call
them
Dodger dogs? It's just a hot dog. Isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. At BYU they sell these things called Cougar Tails. It's a big maple bar.
Yeah.
It's a maple bar.
Right.
It's just long, and so it looks they call it a cougar tail. It's a big maple bar. Is that maple bar better than any other maple bar? No, but you call it a cougar tail and be like, oh, you got to have one.
Yeah, branding.
Brandy.
It's also TV dinner day.
Go get myself some Salisbury steak.
When's the last time you had a Hungry Man?
Every now and then I'll make my way over to the Slammer. You ever been to the Slammer Tavern?
Slammer Tavern, yeah.
And, you know, you have to have food in order to serve booze, and they serve Hungry Man dinner.
Do they really?
Yeah. So
you warm them up.
Yeah, you get them the same thing in the little tray and all that. So every now and then, like if I'm on that side, I'll make my way over there, and even if I don't want one, I will order one. Just and it's always the Salisbury steak because that is the
else do they have?
Well, you got like the fried chicken, and they always have that brownie. This is the best part.
Often a meatloaf.
Yeah, there's a meatloaf, and my favorite part is the brownie. Is always, it comes out like a brick, and the mashed potatoes, 9,000 degrees. That's the definitive nature of a Hungry Man dinner.
On a scale of -5 to 10,
yeah,
what do you think the quality of the meat is?
-17. I don't think it's real meat.
Really?
No.
Well, what?
I don't know.
What is it?
I think it's possum. I really do. Maybe some squirrel.
Oh.
Now I don't want to.
It looks nice on the.
It's not
on the cover.
It's
on the box.
It's not. my kids worked at a fast food restaurant, and I will tell you that their meat is not. Their ground beef. You should look at it. It's a percentage of ground beef.
Who's they?
My kids both worked at a fast
food. Oh, you're talking about Taco Bell?
I don't know where they worked. I'm just telling you. They worked at a fast food restaurant.
And I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass.
And if I'm not mistaken, the ground beef that is served at this restaurant, I want to say is like 35 or 40% ground beef.
Wasn't that the way with like Subway bread too? Was that a thing?
Subway bread?
Yeah.
What is it then?
They found they found in the ingredients like some materials that are also in yoga mats.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
So if it's 35 to 40%, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Then what's the rest?
Foodstuffs.
It's just things.
Synthetic protein foodstuffs.
So is this like when the drug dealers cut drugs with fentanyl? You know, like...
Yeah.
Are they trying to increase their profits? Is that what's happening?
It's mostly coke in there.
Mostly meat.
Throw some stuff in there. You know, it's like
is that what they're doing? Like, why is it not just meat?
Well, because it's
cheaper.
Meat's expensive.
Okay, but then what's the rest of it?
Don't ask questions. Just
what happened to your voice right there?
Well, just let it go.
I'm not going to let it.
Quit asking questions.
I was alive.
You need to blow the lid off of this story. This is your big break.
AI tells me it's 88% USDA inspected ground beef and 12% water, seasonings, and other ingredients.
Then it got a lot better because it was not. It was not 88%.
Non-beef
always.
Components include cocoa powder, caramel color, tarula yeast, oats, fiber, soy, lecithin.
Comes in a big bag.
Wait,
mix it
what's
with water.
Lecithin? That sounds bad.
I don't know. Cellulose.
Is that giving us cancer? And what's the other ingredient? Like, you can't say 81, 12, and 7%.
Well, I think just named them.
Just
oh, that's what it was?
I think so.
Just look the other way. Enjoy your...
Well, how about this? Don't eat at Taco Bell. Sucks.
Who says it's Taco Bell?
I haven't eaten at Taco Bell in... I
didn't say it was Taco Bell.
I'm embarrassed to say that I've ever even eaten there.
I'm not. I love Taco Bell.
The place is terrible.
I feel like hell afterwards, but I love it.
I don't even know if it was
exactly.
Taco Bell.
Why would you eat there if you feel like hell afterwards? That makes no sense to me.
Zach, someone has stop asking how the sausage is made and just enjoy it.
The mayor of Tigard has resigned.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Whatever will we do?
Effective immediately, according to a lengthy statement posted on her website.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I was going to say, if it was he, I was assuming it was something to do with inappropriateness. But
okay, so now what do you think it is?
Some sort of, there's got to be some sort of funding scandal. Some money was missing, right?
Improper use of funds?
Yeah, I always think if it's a female, it's an improper use of funds. If it's a male, I got a good idea what happened there.
Mayor Heidi Lube cited multiple issues, particularly conflicting dynamics within the city government between herself, other councilors, and city staff. She said the issues began after she reported another city councilor in April for crossing a line by asking me on my personal phone how much I paid another councilor to say something nice about me during a city council meeting. After which an investigation involving complaints against her was opened.
So it was kind of about funds. in claims of inappropriate.
So she says those complaints happened after she tried to hold staff accountable for mistakes or stood up for the community. Of course,
she's
the hero.
Yeah.
She said that a report on the complaints made against her would inevitably come out either via the county district attorney's office or from counselors talking despite assurances from the city that the goal wasn't for public review. Anyway.
Man, look, she just stepped down and was like, please don't look into this any further, which
that's right. She's running
nothing to see
fast.
Here. Nothing to see here.
Her term was set to end December 31, 2026.
If it involves a female, it involves funds. If it's a male, it involves an intern and or a massage parlor. I think we all know that that's usually the way these things go.
The council has accepted her resignation.
And you're right.
Sounds like it got pretty ugly down there in Tigard. God.
Dude, it's wild out there in the streets, man.
People going for jugulars these days. It's crazy. Well, they are. Jeez. Monday's storm only sparked 10 new fires across Oregon.
Is that good? Only 10?
Yeah. Well, I think so.
I don't know.
Wait. Could have been 30.
Is it because there was lightning?
Seems like a lot.
Yeah.
A rainstorm would help diminish fires.
It was
a
thunder, the lightning.
It was a big electrical storm. Oh. You didn't see that?
Yeah. No, 10 seems like a lot, though.
On Monday?
I just heard big storm, and I'm like, how would that be hurtful?
Yeah, only 10 new fires.
Yeah, the lightning. The lightning's not good. Can't have the lightning.
Despite the rain accompanying the thunderstorms, the forecast for Tuesday, that was yesterday, predicts additional storms. Did it rain yesterday?
I think it rained.
Did it rain today?
No, I don't think it rained today. I think the rain's gone. But yesterday it rained. I woke up and there was some wetness.
Well, that sucks.
But
10 new fires.
But I don't think today I saw any. But, you know, it's a lot different in Vancouver. I mean, you get wild different weather patterns between Happy Valley, Hillsborough, Vancouver. You never know what you're going to get.
What else do we have here for you, gentlemen? Oh, it is? Time for a break? It's too bad.
Go get a burrito.
From Taco Bell?
Who's to say where I'm getting it from? Don't worry about it.
Somebody said that Taco Bell brought back the double-decker.
Ooh. Thinking about maybe a quesarito.
Do I want to know what the double-decker is?
I think it's just a...
It's double-decker taco.
It's a hard taco...
With a soft taco
around it. With a soft taco
around
it.
Yeah.
And some beans.
Why do we need that?
I don't know.
Well, because people like the hard taco crunch, but they don't like when the taco shell splits and all your lettuce and everything falls out of it. So you have the soft taco around the hard taco shell with a little layer of refried beans in there between.
Hey.
It works. People like it.
Dude, Buck is dialed in.
I like Taco Bell, man.
You're like the Schultzy of... Schultzy is to McDonald's as Buck is to Taco Smell.
Interesting.
I would have to eat Taco Bell frequently for that to be the case, and
Well, that's what Schultzy says too. He's
you do know it.
Schultzy extols all the virtues of the McDonald's app because of all the rewards. I am not in this same camp.
You do know an awful lot about this double decker taco, and you seemed very passionate about it.
Well, it was a big part. I remember when it came out in my childhood. Nostalgia, man.
Do they still have the Mexi Nuggets?
I don't believe so, but I think I saw something about them rolling out like vintage menu items from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s get people back.
I want to give Buckley the Taco Bell menu quiz.
What is that? I'd love to try.
Boy. How drunk do you have to be to go through a Taco Bell?
Not that drunk, man.
Ho, ho, ho.
If you ever want the best people watching in Portland... Right across the street from the Timber Stadium on Burnside, there's a Taco Bell right there. And there's a walk-up window that's open late. Not the drive-thru, the walk-up. Just meander over there on a Friday night about 12:15 and buckle the hell up. You're going to see some stuff. If you ever just like, you know what, my life's a little boring. I need to put some more whimsy in it. Check out the walk-up window of that Taco Bell on Burnside. You will not be disappointed.
Are the Evergreen School District kids actually learning in school yet?
I know the answer to this.
I'm going to give you the update. Coming up next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, this is in the news for September 10, 2025. Thank you. I forgot what I teased. Do you remember what I teased?
Kids not learning or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're still not in school up in the Evergreen School District.
That's the largest school district in Vancouver.
Yeah. So are your kids pissed that they're not, that they're no longer in school?
My youngest is 20, so.
What does that mean?
Why would my kids be pissed that they're not in high school? When?
Because they don't have to go to school. So, in other words, like, kids right now are rejoicing because they're not in school.
Yeah.
I said, are your kids pissed because they're out of school that they're not back in school so that they don't have to go to school?
Well, one lives in Korea. The other one lives 5 hours away on the Canadian border. I don't think they're aware that... I'm not certain that they're aware...
Well, they should listen to In the News.
...of
then.
The kerfuffle. Yes, maybe if they would. They're more of a Club 1080 sort of family. My son loves the club.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the general consensus is. But I will say that as I walk the dog in the morning, I do see some kids out and about frolicking, and they do not look upset that
they're fired up.
That there is no school.
They're like, wait, no school again today?
Yes.
This is great!
I have noticed a lot of kids playing basketball. They're out there, they're out there hooping and, you know, just kind of...
Up in the coof?
Yeah, up in the coof.
It's actually pretty neat.
And then I think because the parents probably work, I think there's more free-range kids because I've noticed some ruffians hanging around like the mini-marts and stuff.
Well, isn't it a great day for parents when the kids go back to school?
Yes.
Right? They all get together and get drunk and everything?
Yeah.
I would imagine the Evergreen School District parents are all pissed off.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what?
Probably
so disgusted.
Can't be great.
Just go play. I don't know. Go away.
Yeah. And when you were a kid, was there anything better than just, and I don't know how often it happens anymore, but there was just something great about just being up to no good with your friends.
Well, like you never really had plans.
No,
you just ride your bikes.
Stuff happened.
And then you'd start talking about stuff. It's like, let's go to Quick Trip.
Yeah, what else you got going on?
All right, we'll kill some time there.
Yeah. And I've noticed some no good beatniks just roaming around. And quite frankly, when I see it now, it kind of warms my heart. I'll just see like a pack of kids and I'm like,
some
yeah.
No good beatniks?
Yeah. Makes me happy. You see some teen angst running around and you're like, you know what? Good for you guys. You're not in school right now. The parents are at work. No one's supervising you. Maybe you got you stole a cigarette from your older brother. You know, it makes me happy to see some kids out there living life. Live, damn it, live.
Commuters who use the Broadway Bridge will need to pick an alternate crossing this winter.
One of the other 9 bridges that we have?
Starting next month, the bridge will be closed to all vehicle traffic for 6 months.
Oh, ooh, that's a long one.
That's a long one.
Yeah.
They will be replacing the deck on the movable lift spans. Mm. So the closure will begin October 13th, and that will run through April of 2026, which likely means April of 2074.
Mm. Yeah, that's probably true. And then the cost of it, whatever they're telling you the cost will be, like quadruple it.
The Portland streetcar will not be able to cross during the closure, so the A and B loop routes will be temporarily modified. Mm. Basically, all hell's breaking loose over there. The project cost? Any guesses? I have it here.
$42
million. $9.3 million US.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
By
the
way,
little deal.
That's going to come out to be 20. I feel very confident. So instead of that, you're going to have to go, what, 2 miles down? With the next one would be, what, the steel bridge, right?
Don't know.
You got the steel.
I don't have the bridges in order.
I believe you've got the Broadway and then the steel, then the Burnside, and then Morrison and Hawthorne. So I believe
you just look at your bridges poster.
I think that is correct, because I come from that side and I usually take the Morrison down. But every now and then, when the Morrison is jammed up, you know what I do? I just go to the next one down. It really isn't that hard. They're like a couple blocks from.
I'm gonna start swimming.
Paddleboard out there.
Swim across. Screw it. I'm not going all the way down to the next bridge.
We do have lots of bridges. That's all I'm saying. Like, you've ever lived in Florida?
City of bridges.
If you go down to, like, St. Pete, like Tampa and St. Pete, you will understand what bridge hell is.
You know, we haven't talked about this yet, ever. Mm-hmm. No reason to. But I've become more familiar with the Milwaukee area in recent times.
Why have you become more familiar with the Milwaukee?
Well, when my parents moved here, they had an Airbnb.
Ah.
For a while before they got settled, and it was in Milwaukee.
Sure.
So it was an area that I hadn't been too much.
You don't explore
in
that
my
area.
Travails, but I now have a take that I'm sure many people have. I'm just late to the party.
Sure.
I don't understand why there's not a bridge from Milwaukee over to Lake O. I don't understand that, because if you have ever had to travel from Milwaukee to Lake O, depending on where, because Milwaukee's pretty big. Depending on where you are in Milwaukee, you have to either go all the way down and around 205, or you have to go all the way up across the Selwood Bridge and back down.
I'm looking at that right now.
Why is there not a bridge over there?
It's a valid point. Boy, I am looking at the route you have to take. Dude, you are right. That is so inconvenient.
Like, why? It's probably because the Richies
don't want the peasants
coming over into their bird. But
yeah, because then you're right across from, like, Dunthorpe, and I'll tell you what, they're not going to put up with the Milwaukee people.
Well, there it is right there. Dunthorpe's that close?
Dunthorpe's right there.
Yeah, I guess it is, because it's a little north of Lake O.
Yeah, so if you were, like, Milwaukee and you just jumped across, you're in Dunthorpe.
Yeah,
and they're not.
They ain't having that.
They're not putting up with that crap. Not for 2 seconds. You know, there's one up in Washington that's like this. If you look, like, Le Center, like where I used to live, St. Helens is literally, like, as the crow flies, it's like 1 mile away. But in order to get to it, you have to go up to Longview and back around. Yeah, it sucks. So a lot of times when I lived in the center and I would Google, like, a service that I wanted, like I was looking for a mechanic or a place to eat or whatever, it would always bring up a place and I'd be like, oh, that's great. It's only 2 miles away. And I'd be like, son of a St. Helens. And because it's two
and
miles away.
How long would it take you to?
Oh, it'll take you 50 minutes.
50?
50, because you have to drive all the way up to Longview, cross, and then back down.
Boy, that's dumb.
And you could literally, if you had a little ferry, you could just paddle your way across.
Swim. Well, we're not going to solve all the world's problems today, are we, Jace?
No, but it does. I think we need to work on that Dunthorpe to Milwaukee bridge, because I'm sure the Lake Oswego people will love it.
And that's probably why it doesn't exist.
Bingo.
Very powerful group of people.
Yes.
Although I can go swim on their lake.
Can you?
I sure can.
Good luck getting in.
Dude, I know right where to drop in. They gave us like an 8-foot... Seriously, have you seen that? We talked about it.
Yeah.
There's like an 8-foot area where you can get into the lake.
That's it.
And there's a guard there.
This general area. It's Caddy's Day from 11 to 11:15.
That's in the news September 10, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. We'll get back to our College Football Wednesday waffles. Would Oregon State have cratered this bad if Jonathan Smith were still there? Mm. Heisman talk. And today in the Big Ten, those items are coming up this hour on 105.1 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.